A lot of the sort of key areas in the stats favour Fremantle, but that doesn't tell the story of this afternoon. Gold Coast have just feasted on Fremantle turnovers. Poor kicking from Frio. They're trying to play attacking footy, fast footy, but at the moment their skill level doesn't warrant them trying to play that style. Gold Coast have just been waiting for the turnover and then crucifying them back the other way. Also, Gold Coast have been very good at stoppages. 7 goals from stoppages compared to Fremantle's 2. A very poor first half from Fremantle. Gold Coast have been very, very good. Don't worry about that. But Ross Lyon, unhappy. He came down to the interchange in deep discussions with his coaches on the interchange. I'm sure that there's going to be a number of players on the receiving end of a Ross Lyon barrage at halftime. Gold Coast, they've been very even. They've been very good in the air, particularly in the forward 50. Marks inside 56 to the Gold Coast, 3 to Frio. They've really stretched the Fremantle defence, but the quality of ball inside 50 has been too good for the Fremantle defenders in comparison with Fremantle when they've taken the ball forward. It's been haphazard. Having said that, Matthew Pavlich has had a very good first half, I've thought, and Nat Fyfe has provided a lot of grunt work, but in the end, their inability as a team to hit targets and to handle the ball cleanly has meant the Gold Coast have skipped away in this game.